WPF team has chosen a PhotoViewer application as their new starter kit, showing off some of the greatest features in WPF. So today we have Nicholas Armstrong here with us, and he's going to give us a tour.
All right. So we'll start off showing the PhotoViewer screen. And what we've done here is we've really tried to provide an innovative user experience using photos and using the power of WPF. So here I can show, you know, there's different views, and we can flip through our photos. And for us, making the user experience on this product really spectacular was a big goal. And this, of course, is going to be, it's released right now as a starter kit. So that developers can take this and remix this and make this their own.
It's a full application, but it's not like a product, right? The starter kit is a developer resource that they can use to learn WPF?
Right, exactly. Okay. You can use it to learn WPF. You can extend it and make it your own. In fact, we'll show you a little later about how you can do that, make it your own. But let's look at some of the features that it has right now so that we can see some of the power of WPF and some of the things that you'll get to work on because we're releasing full source code for this.
And I'm going to point out the zoom blur, right? Isn't that what's going on there?
Yeah, on the film strip there, you can see it as it moves. There's a bit of a motion blur to show that showing the power of pixel shaders used in WPF. And here we're using it just on a plain list box that has been styled to look like a film strip.
Very cool. And this is from the WPF effects library.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
That we've been talking about before.
Right. So you can be able to get the code through PhotoViewer or with the effects library. You know, if you already have an application, just grab that and you can throw that right in there.
Okay. So we're looking at photos. This is like an album, right?
Right. This is an album of photos. We can go back to the top here, and this is our gallery of photos. So it contains many albums. Looking at, here's some landscape pictures, here's some pictures of animals, urban pictures, architecture pictures, and when I click on one of these, you know, it'll pull up the entire album description, and then clicking into them will pull open specific photos.
Okay.
But that's not the only way I can work with it. It's also fully keyboard you can use the keyboard, or if you've got a remote, you can use the remote as well to click on things, and you'll see that once my remote gets going,
right,
I can actually, you know, slide through these photos quite quickly.
That's cool.
And browse through them a lot better than I could on the web or using some of the traditional photo viewers, because we've really optimized this to make it a great viewing experience.
Right. Yeah, and like the load time itself is really quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's other views available as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. One additional view is the we can overlay descriptions on it.
Okay.
Here, this is talking about, you know, the description for that. We can also click on more, and we can see this one doesn't actually have one, but we can provide rich text with the photo. So we actually use this internally for an auction application where we provided details, picture of the auction app, or a picture of the auction item, and then full details about it, so that you could see that and really compare that and use it as a great way of browsing auction items.
Right. Yeah.
And we're releasing a case study along with PhotoViewer so that you can see exactly how we did that and what you need and what we changed based on the PhotoViewer core.
Okay. This album is like the sample album. There's a way to load your own albums?
Right, absolutely. If you travel back under this first box here, we can click on Create Subscription.
Okay.
And here we've got a wizard that allows you to import your own pictures from a folder on your hard drive. So here I'm going to grab my pictures folder and hit OK. And then I can type some details about those pictures. Maybe I'll just call them Nicholas's pictures.
Sure.
Pick up a thumbnail for them. And then I can pick a theme. I can actually change the theme that PhotoViewer is showing when somebody subscribes to my application.
So this is showing off more of like WPF's features, right?
Absolutely.
The skinning, the customization.
Absolutely. Right. And then, then the last step here is to provide it a couple details about where I'm going to be uploading it. And then once I put all of those photos online, I can just send around a link to my subscription, and that'll pull up in our subscription center here, which is shared with all of our newsreaders and PhotoViewer and even your own applications.
Okay.
And it makes sure that you can manage all of these things online or off.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So just to, you know, reiterate on the themes thing here, using the Control T command, I can actually flip between different themes, and the entire application is themable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even something you can extend. During the PDC, we actually used themes to put in touch.
Oh, wow.
And in the future, with the release of .NET 4.0, you know, we're going to be extending this application to include things like touch by using themes.
So just by changing the theme, you enabled touch functionality?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because with WPF, you can really compose your UI any way you want. And
right.
because of all of that stuff is described, using resource dictionaries and which we're using to do our themes, we can make all those changes.
That's awesome. So, like, it just shows, like, you're not just styling, but the functionality. And I guess just before we move on a little bit more, is the theme just defined in XAML, or how
yep.
do you?
Yep, the theme's entirely defined in XAML, but if you have to add additional code behind that, maybe some different controls, we added a scatter view control that presented photos as if you'd like scatter them out on your desktop.
Right. Like the surface has been showing
right.
off so much.
Okay. Like the surface has been cool. showing off. Because it's a little easier to use with touch, you can incorporate those as well just by calling them from your XAML files.
Okay. And then I see a search box.
Yes.
Does that work?
It does. Here, I've typed
cool.
in city already.
Okay.
And you can see that, you know, this is a photo album just like we would normally get, but there's also a neat view hidden in behind it, the Explorer view, which pulls it up in this neat little Explorer view.
Okay.
So that, you know, I can click on things, explore things.
So, like, tag-based navigation.
Right, exactly.
Okay. That's what I was going to ask. The search, is that looking at titles and tags? Or?
Yeah, it looks at titles, descriptions, and tags. And once you find a picture you want, you can click it, and it'll pull it open. And here is, remember that we've used the description or the rich text view for them. Like any other client application, we've got the power of Windows behind us, so we can do things like we can print this photo just by clicking this button here, and we see the Windows print wizard come up. You know, we can right-click and set as the desktop background or save it to the desktop and do all those things that you expect from a rich client application running on Windows.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, of course, WPF as well provides us some neat features like adaptive layout here.
Yes.
We can see that, you know, we changed based on the size of the window, and we can even do more radical changes. If I make it too small, we completely change the template.
That's awesome.
Once and then even twice as you change the size, so that you can really take advantage of the available screen space as opposed to limiting yourself to that that center column that you have available on the web.
That's very cool. I love the adaptive stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just using the space you have wisely, right?
Right, right. And, of course, we ship along with this. Now, this run is our Beta 2 release.
Okay.
But and that's coming online right now.
Beta 2 of Subscription Center.
Beta 2 of Subscription Center. And you'll see us release the full version within the next couple months.
Sure.
But And what this does is it allows us to manage multiple subscriptions. So, you know, this is not just a rich application that's looking at an internet data source, though it is, but we're also able to download that and cache that and provide all that experience even when you're completely offline.
Okay. So, you get offline.
Right. Right. You get offline.
Okay.
It provides a couple details so we can see that, maybe these are the newest items in the feed.
Mm-hmm.
So we can show that. We can do, we've got our news reader kits out there right now.
Okay.
And they show news items in a rich reader view that, again, has adaptive layout and rich text and all that other stuff, works offline, and you can grab it all through Subscription Center.
Okay.
And if you find something you like, double-click, and it'll pull up the actual application right to that item.
Oh, neat. Okay. Great. Okay. So, yeah, PhotoSuper looks pretty cool.
Yes, it does.
And so this is going to be available on WindowsClient.net?
Yep, you're going to see that we've got a little bit of a split thing going on here. We've got the source code for this called SCE Photo Viewer, just like our SCE Newsreader kit.
Right.
We'll be living on WindowsClient.net with the full source code, and you can download everything, you can play around with it, and I'm going to show you that in a couple minutes, how to work with that code.
Yeah.
And also we're going to be running photosuru.com, which has PhotoSuru, the branded experience. So that if you just want to, you know, try it out, you don't have to install Visual Studio. If somebody sends you a subscription link, you can install it right in Subscription Center, and it'll do that full install, and you can double-click on the link, and it'll magically install that subscription for you and sync it so you can use it.
Okay, and that's at photosuru.com.
And that's at photosuru.com.
Okay, great. Okay, well, looks awesome. Thanks for stopping by, Nicholas.
Great, thanks.
All right.